My fellow sea beavers. This week, America has been shamed by the images of the terrible apostrophes which have been committed by our troops. Shock-a-frying images of our servicemen committing unspeak-and-spell acts on Iraqi prisoners. Many of you have demanded I take swift and divisive action to stop the Abu Ghraib jail becoming a name that would haunt the American people forever. That is what I have done. From Monday, the Abu Ghraib jail ceases to exist because I've renamed it Disneyland Arabia. Any Iraqi prisoner will be housed in foreign magical lands. Beading land, cling film land, electrodes on your genitals land, and adventure land. Sounds like fun, don't it? In this magical faraway prison where dreams really do come true, happy, smiling Iraqi prisoners will queue patiently for hours for the chance to be torturated by their favorite cartoon characters, Donald, Mickey, and Dick Cheney. Goofy will not be available as I'm needed elsewhere.
It's 6 o'clock on BBC Two, and you've tuned in because you've forgotten we don't have The Simpsons anymore. No, instead, we have a double bill of The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air every single weekday. Frankly, we're just dropping salt into the wound.
Good evening. Gonna see you soon in my hotel room for a holiday romance, air hostess. More on that story later. The government is tonight under increasing pressure to reveal just when it...